We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Zayin Amar Beis, and we are beginning the bottom of Pei Zayin Amar Aleph, talking about Machlokes Rav Yosi and Rabbanon, if Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday or Rosh Chodesh was on Monday, because Torah for sure was given on Shabbos. But the question was when Rosh Chodesh was, and Nafkamina is if the Torah was given on the 6th day of Sivan or the 7th day of Sivan, and on Nafkamina is how many days of Prisha was there. So to Gemara, Tashma, two lines at the bottom of Pei Zayin Amar Aleph, Tashma, says the Braisa, Shishi, and we'll see what Shishi means. Shishi v'chodesh. 6 days of Sivan landed up on Shishi v'Shabbos, landed up on Erev Shabbos. So that means that Rosh Chodesh must have been on Sunday. Kashul Rabbanon, so Kashul Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon answers, Hanabi Rav Yosi. That's what's going to Rav Yosi. Now, Shishi l'mai. Well, what does it mean? 6 days of what? It says 6 days of the month, and this Friday. But then it says Shishi. The first word is Shishi. Shishi l'mai. Rav Amar L'chani Yosam. It was the 6 day since they landed in Midbar Sinai. They came to Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh. So Shishi was the 6 day since they came since they settled in Midbar Sinai. Rachav Yaakov Amar L'ma Sa'on. It's 6 days since they left Rephidim. That means they left Rephidim on Sunday and they settled in Midbar Sinai on Sunday. But according to Rava, who says L'chani Yosam, Rava obviously holds that They left on Shabbos because they settled on Sunday, but they left on Shabbos because we're going according to Rav Yosi here. Shishi is 6 day. It was Friday. It means Rosh Chodesh was Sunday. We know Rosh Chodesh for sure. They got the Midbar Sinai. So if it's 6 days from when they settled, sounds like they left the day before. Rav Achav Yaakov says they left 6 days ago also. They left on Sunday also. So what's the machlekes? The machlekes is going to be if they can leave on Shabbos. The kamifugi b'Shabbos tomorrow. We know that even before Matan Torah, they didn't get the mitzvah of Shabbos. Tomorrow, it says in the pasuk, "Shom Shom Leichoyku Mishpat," that Hashem taught them, Moshe taught them the mitzvahs of Shabbos tomorrow already. So Shaila was, were they allowed to leave on Shabbos? Let's see it inside. Kamifugi b'Shabbos tomorrow. The chiv kach shivcha Hashem lekecha. It says in the Aseres Dibros in Ve'eschanan that Shomer Hashem lekach kach shivcha Hashem lekecha. Where was the shivcha? Like I command you tomorrow. So Marasova a Shabbos ifgoid a tchum la ifgoid. One man them holds they got the mitzvah Shabbos, but tchumin they didn't get the mitzvah tchumin yet. So therefore they're allowed to travel. Rav holds they're allowed to travel because they didn't get the mitzvah tchumin. They only got the mitzvahs that are chayiv skila. Tchumin is only alive at most, and therefore it's not chayiv skila, and they weren't taught that in Mara, and therefore allowed to travel. If they got commanded on Tchumah, therefore they couldn't leave on Shabbos. So Rav Yaakov says it was 6 days for the Masson from Rafidim also, because they left on Sunday. According to Rav, they left on Shabbos, it was not a problem. Now, there's a few problems here. First of all, so it comes that this Gemara has to be Tchumah's deraisa. It's a shayla of Tchumah's deraisa. So Tosafot says here, Tchumah doesn't mean deraisa, it means haitza'a. It means, because when they leave, they have to carry all their belongings, so it means haitza'a. Other Rishonim say that they had to get out of Haitzah. So we're talking about real Tchumim. What happened to Issa Haitzah? That's Issa, Issa Skilo. What happened to Issa Haitzah? So they say you put it on top of the animals. That's only Issa Mechamer, which is also only Alav. But there's another important question here is, how are they able to take down the tents on Shabbos when they traveled? They have to take down the tents because it's the Seisr. You know, we say it's on Shabbos. So the Chassam Sefer and the Pnei would say, they must have done it with a Shinui or Shnayim Shasu, and there was no Derabanans before Matan Torah. Al Kapanim, the Machlekes over here is, was how much Shabbos and Mara they have. Full Shabbos or not the full Shabbos? So the Gemara Vayit, Toshima, more Kashrus on Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanon. Toshima, it says in the Braisa, Nisan Shabbat Yotri Shom Mitzrayim, Ba'arba Asa. When they went out of Mitzrayim, Ba'arba Asa Shachtu Pitzchayim, on the 14th day of Nisan, they shechted the Pesach, U'chamish Asa Yotza. And the 15th day of Pesach, they went out of Eretz Yisrael. Of Nisan, they went out of Eretz Yisrael. It means the 14th day, that's Erev Pesach, they shech the Karm Pesach. V'chamisha asa, on the 15th day of Nisan, they went out of Mitzrayim, Yotzu. V'le Erev, and that evening, Loko B'chares, there was Makas B'chares. Back tomorrow, after they went out of Mitzrayim, that evening was Makas B'chares, L'Erev Sakatayach, Ela Mib Erev, Loko B'chares. From the night before they went out, you know, it's the night of 15th, they was Makas B'chares. And Zok the Brice of Oysa Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos Hayah. That day was the Thursday. The day they went out of Mitzrayim was Thursday. That's the Brice says Hayah. So the Marmak is a Cheshvin. When the Chamish of Nisan Chamishi B'Shabbos, if the 15th day of Nisan is on Thursday, so it comes that Reishi Archa the Eir Shabbos. It must be a Shchosh Eir Shabbos. Why? Because you count 14 more days is on Thursday. So it means 29th day of Nisan is Thursday. And Nisan is always a Mali, it's an extra day, 2 days of Shchayidah. So it's 30 days is Friday. And Shabbos is the first day of Shchayidah Iyar. So, Reish Yachad Iyar Shabbos, or Shchayidah Iyar Shabbos. Then the Iyar is always Chaser, which is only 29 days in the month. If you do 29 days from Shabbos, is Shabbos. So when's Shchayidah Shiva? On the next day, Sunday. Reish Yachad Shiva Chabbos Shabbos. So you see that Rosh Chodesh is a Sunday. It's a Kashar Rabbanan. And I guess we don't want to say right now that the Rabbanan argue on when Pesach was. Pesach for sure was on Thursday when they went out of Mitzrayim. So the question, Kashar Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh had to be on Sunday. He's right, Rabbi Yossi. Amloch Rabbanan, Ir, the Hishaita Buri Avru. That year, they made Ir extra day. So Ir was extra day. So 29 day was on Shabbos, and 30 was on Sunday. And Rosh Chodesh was on Monday. So that year, they added on a extra day to the year. Taisa speaks out, Agav, that if on Wednesday was the day they shechted the Pesach, which was the 14th day of Nisan, that means they had to have their carbon checked 3 days before, which means they had to get the carbon on the 10th day. We know it was on the 10th day they took the Pesach. So when was the 10th day of the month? 10th day of the month was on Shabbos, comes out. If you figure it out, Shabbos is 10, Sunday is 11, Monday is 12, Tuesday is 13, and Wednesday is 14. So it turns out that, and we know it, Esel L'Chodesh had to take the Pesach, as the Pasuk says. So it comes out, Shabbos was the day they took the carbon. They took it to put it aside. And that's why it's called, Zok Taisis, Shabbos HaGodol. A king carried Eisha Shabbos HaGodol, if he should not say Nes Godol. What was the Nes? So Taisis brings out the Nes was that they brought the Pesach and tied it up, the Bechairis of the Umas Olam, of Mitzrayim, asked Joel, what are you doing? So they said, Hashem's going to kill the Bechairim and take us out of Mitzrayim. And they had made a civil war because of that. That's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. It says, L'makeh Mitzrayim Bivchareyim. Mitzrayim got killed Bivchareyim because they were all upset. So that's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. That's what it says here, the Machlo V'Oisai. So the Gemara writes. So the Gemara answers how Rabbanon Shtim, what this is. The Rabbanon had an extra ear. So the Gemara, extra day in ear. Extra day in ear, and that's why Rosh Chodesh was on Sivan. Well, let's bring a raya that they didn't make an extra day in Iyar that year. It says in the Brayso, Nisan, Sheboy, Yotzeh Mitzrayim, the Nisan that Yidin went out of Mitzrayim, Arba also Shachtu Mitzrayim on the 14th day of Nisan, they shechted the Karan Pesach, and also Yotzeh, they went out the 15th day of Nisan, they went out of Mitzrayim, Vela Erev, and that evening, Lachu Bukharis, Faith Gemara, Erev, Sarkot Aydach, I think that evening they had Makas Bukharis, Elaim Mibbeh, from the night before they had Makas Bukharis, Lachu Bukharis, Oysayim Chamisha Vishavasoya, and that day was Thursday. And it says, Vaitan the Bright said, Hishlam Nisan finished, and Hishlam Lashon was Malay, so Nisan finished, the Ira Irelias for Shabbos. Ira of Shabbos, you land on Shabbos. Like we said, the 15th day is on Thursday, so 14 days later is on Thursday, and it's a Malay, so Friday is 30, and Shabbos was Shabbos Ir. Chasa Ir, the Bright says, Ir was Chasa that year, which is 29 days. It always goes on and off. Every month, they switch off. The first one is Shalim, next one is Chasa. Shalim, Chasa. So Chasa Ir, which means 29 days after Shabbos, is Shabbos. So then Rosh Chodesh is Sunday. The Ir is Sivan, Leah is Be'echa B'Shabbos. Sivan landed up on Sunday. So it's the first of Braisa, not like the Rabbanon. Not like the Rabbanon, Kashal Rabbanon. It's like tomorrow, no, it's not Shvah Hamari Rabbi Yasi. This Braisa is not Rabbi Yasi. Rabbanon hold, it was an extra day of Ir. And Ir went until Sunday also. And Monday was Rosh Chodesh. I hear it says that the ended on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh was Sunday. That's going according to Rabbi Yasi. Amra Papa Toshimam, ask you another kashom. It says in the Pasuk regarding the Mon, to the Yisum Me'ilim, Vayevoyu Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael Midbar Sin. And then it says, V'chamish Oshim Chayesh Shein Atesim Beretz Atrayim. Then it says, Vayeloinu Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael Moishiv Al Aaron, because he took us out of Atrayim, no food to eat. And we know that day was Shabbos. It says it's the 15th day of the month. We know that there was Shabbos. Oisayim Shabbos Oyo. How do we know? Because it says Hashem tells Moshe to tell the Yidden that tomorrow morning you're going to see the Kvod Hashem, you're going to see the Mon. And it says in the Pasuk that the Mon went for 6 days. So you see, it was until Shabbos. So you see, it was today was Shabbos, tomorrow was Sunday when the Mon was going to fall. But Oisayim Shabbos Oyo. It says, Ubeikah Re'isayim as Kvod Hashem. It says, Sheishas Yom Tilkatu. 6 days you'll gather the Mon. So now if the 15th day, we know it's Shabbos, first of Pasuk, 15th day of Iyar is Shabbos, the next day the month started. If the 15th day of Iyar was Shabbos, so it has to be, let's do 14 days later, is Shabbos is 29. So Reish Yarcha de Sivan Chav Shabbos. So we know Iyar is Chaser, so next day is Sunday. And that Sunday is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So it's a right to Rabbi Yosi. Kashu Rabbanon. So Teretz is partial, like Rabbanon said before. Amloch Rabbanon. Ir di shaita buri abrua. Taka, 29 days was on Shabbos, but that year Ir was 30 days. So Ir was Sunday also, and Rosh Chodesh was only Monday. Amloch Rabbanon. Ir dehu shaita ibru ibruha. The takum abrit. So the Maravaita, Amulei Rav Chaviv, Mechazan Elo Rav Ashi, Toshabat, says in the Pasuk, Vayhi B'chodesh HaRishoyim B'shona HaShem, this is the next year, a year after Matan Torah, a year after Tzias Mitzrayim, the next Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it says, that was the day they put up the Mishkan, Vayhi B'chodesh HaRishoyim B'shona HaShem, V'echol L'chodesh, the second year, the first day of the month of Nisan, Hukam HaMishkan, the Mishkan was erected that day on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it says, Tana Oysayim Ata'asa HaTaris, that day had 10 crowns. Rishon L'Maaseh Bereishis. Number one, it was on a Sunday. Rishon L'Maaseh Bereishis, the first day of creation, it was on a Sunday. Number two, Rishon L'Nesiim. It was the first day, the Fakravas, the Siyam Achlukas Mazbech. Rishon L'Kuhuna was the first day the Kuhuna, the Kohanim did Avodah, told them it was the Bechairis. Rishon L'Avodah was the first day of Avodah Sibur, of Tamidim and other Kabbalah Sibur. Rishon Yiridas Eish, the first day the Eish came in Hashemayim went on the Mizbeach. Rishon Lechilas Kachem, the first day they ate Kachem in the Mechitza of the Mishkan. Rishon Lishkan Shechina, it was the first day of Ashra Shechina. Rishon Levarach Yisrael, the first day of Birchas Kahanim. Rishon Issa Abamas, the first day of Issa Abamas. Now they couldn't bring a carbon anywhere they wanted. They had to bring Dafka to Pesach HaMoed. Rishon Lechadoshim, the first day, the first month of the year, it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Today was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So, Akapon, those are 10 things. What was the 10? When did it happen? On a Sunday, it says in this Braisa. When the Reish Yarch Nisa Daishat Chav Shabbos, if that year Rosh Chodesh is on a Sunday, then the year before Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on a Wednesday. Because every year is 4 days ahead of the year before. The Shtak of Adav Shabbos. There must be that last year was on a Wednesday. Why? Tanya Chaim, Amen Yatzeres La Yatzeres. There's no difference between 1 year's Shavuos to next year's Shavuos or Roshana to Roshana, only 4 days. And why is that? Because in a regular lunar year, it's 354 days is the year. Figure it out. 350 is 7, is divided by 7 is 50 weeks exactly, and 4 more days. So if last year is on a Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh, you have to count 4 days. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. That's how it works. Always 4 days later. When it's a Shonam Beres, then it's, hey, if it's Shonam Beres, which makes the year, the extra ad of 29 days, which makes it 383, so 383 is 378 in weeks, then extra 5 days, and it's 5 days removed. So now, the year before, Pashas was not Shonam Beres, it was a regular year. So, if this year Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on a Sunday, so last year Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Wednesday. So if Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on a Wednesday, then 30 days later, Rosh Chodesh Iyar will be on an Erev Shabbos, and it's a kash on everyone, even Rav Yosi. Havli Reish Yarech Adiyah Malei Shabbosah. It comes out that Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on an Erev Shabbos, and then Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on Shabbos. Reish Yarech Adiyah Sivan Shabbosah. So kash on Rav Yosi and Rabbanon, it's a kash on either one. Here it says that the day of the Mishkan was on a Sunday, it must be the year before, it's on a Wednesday. Kasha, Ben Rabbi Yosi, Ben Rabbanon. And for the Gemara, L'Rabbi Yosi, Shiva Chaserim Ava. That year, the year before this, the Mishkan, the year before the Mishkan, there was an extra Chaser. There was 5 Malayim, 5 30-day months, and 7 29-day months. So it comes out, the year was only 353 days long, so then it was only removed by 3 days. So this year was Shchoyesh on Sunday, last year was on Thursday, and it fits very good for Rav Yosi. I raised a Shiva Chaserim Avod, L'Rabbanon Ches Chaserim Avod. For Rabbanon there was 8 29. So if the 8 29 is 352 days, only removed by 2 days. Only removed by 2 days, and that year Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Friday, and then Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on a Sunday, Neres Chodesh Sivan was on a Monday. That's for Rabbanon. Tosis points out, you didn't have to say for Rabbanon that there were 8 Chaserim. Because you could say the same thing like Rabbi Yosi, there were 7 Chaserim. But the Rabbanon held that year, Iyar was 2 days. So that's why it fits in. You don't have to say 8 Chaserim. That's the Tosis on the bottom of Peizan and Beis speaks out. But like upon him, the way we're answering the Kasha is that, yeah, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the time of Mishkan was on a Sunday. just the year before, was only 3 days removed, or 2 days removed, from Agmaras and Rabbanan, but were only 3 days removed, and therefore Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the year of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mount Torah, was on a Thursday, and then Rafi Rav Yaisi, everything stims to set it up, the Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Sunday.